There's a classic rule in advertising: don't talk about the competition. Well, maybe you should. Stacey Vanek Smith and Sally Herships with NPR's podcast The Indicator tell us about a new study that shows praising a competitor might actually help boost your sales.
You know, we always said you don't want to talk about your competitors at all, let alone positively.
This is Keisha Cutright. She teaches marketing at Duke University's Fuqua School of Business.
And traditionally, there's been this one exception to the rule about not talking about your competitor, and that is the attack ad.
Classic example, 2019. Bud Light tried to shame its competitors for using corn syrup during one of the most important advertising moments of the year, the Super Bowl.
That's not ours. We don't brew Bud Light with corn syrup.
Miller Lite uses corn syrup.
The results totally backfired. Miller Coors sued, Bud Light lost, the corn lobby got angry. That is not the result you want.
It is not. So Keisha and her co-authors started to wonder, can brands help to lead us toward a more civil discourse? Unsurprisingly, there were not a ton of examples, so Keisha and co. ran some experiments. For example, they created a fake tweet sent from Kit Kat to Twix, quote, "Competitor or not, congrats on your 54 years in business. Even we can admit Twix are delicious." About a week and a half later, they checked in with consumers who saw the tweet. They asked them about their candy purchases, and it turns out that they were one-third more likely to buy a Kit Kat. And here's the other really important part. Twix sales didn't increase, even though Kit Kat had complimented Twix's deliciousness.
So what we found is that when brands are actually nice to other brands, and so they publicly praise another brand, consumers get excited about that.
Keisha says praising your competitor seems to change consumers' attitudes and their purchasing behavior, meaning when your customers see you being nice to the competition, they may buy more of your stuff.
So what we're finding is that when people see you praising another brand, they automatically think you're now this warmer, fuzzier brand that they can trust. Because you would put yourself on the line for another brand, you must be a brand that they can trust.
And Keisha says social media has made all this pretty easy. A brand can have a casual conversation with other brands. It can kind of casually praise them for not a lot of money.
Like, there was this one time Oreo and Kit Kat were playing tic-tac-toe on Twitter, and Oreo's Twitter took a bite out of a virtual Kit Kat because it just could not resist that chocolatey goodness.
And there's another finding from Keisha's study that could be really powerful, she says. There is all this skepticism floating around in the ether right now. Like, what's real? What's fake news?
What we were surprised by is that the people who are the most skeptical of brands, meaning they look at ads and they don't trust them so much, they were the ones who responded most positively to seeing a brand praise another brand.
You know, I guess the question becomes, like, will companies actually do this? Well, we see lots of companies taking a page from the Oreo Kit Kat tic-tac-toe game.
I'm excited by the prospect of eating more chocolate, either way.
Yes, exactly. I feel like everyone has good things to say about that.
Sally Herships,
Stacey Vanek Smith, NPR News.